Pawhuska. This is where they had the million-dollar elm.
Right next door. It's gone, but there's a plaque, sandstone, built right there, right next door here.
You should tell them why that was such an important tree.
Well, that's where the auctions were held for our oil and gas, and many a famous oil tycoon was there bidding for leases and paying a bonus to the federal government for the benefit of the Osage Headright owners. And that continued during the 1920s into the 30s. And that was a center of activity.
Frank Phillips was one of them, wasn't he?
Oh, yes. Mr. Marland was another one.
E.W. Marland?
Yeah. My great-grandfather, Fred Lookout, was principal chief for much of that time. And my grandmother, Mary Lookout Standing Bear, was his translator. So she lived with us and my family. So I got to hear a lot of her views from Mr. Marlin, by Mr. Marlin, his things he thought and said. But primarily Mr. Phillips. Mr. Phillips spent a lot of time here, I understand. He just spent a lot of time with the Osage one-on-one. And
so did that become the basis then of Phillips Petroleum?
Yes. Oh, yes.
What he purchased here at this million-dollar tree?
Yes. And many other oil companies.
Okay. Do you think that he really learned to appreciate the Osage and he liked them? He wasn't just doing it because he was buying, or maybe it's not an important question.
What, was he a friend to yeah. the Osage? Yeah. I understand that he was a friend, and this is secondhand. But of course, it was business.
You're the great-grandson of the Osage Principal Chief, Fred Lookout.
Yes.
And your wife's name is Julie. Chief Lookout's wife
was Julia.
Was Julia. And was the great-granddaughter of Chief Pawhuska, for whom the Osage County seat was named.
Well, that's the way I understand it.
Right. Well, that's where I get off the internet.
I didn't write that, so.
So it may not be true.
Well, who knows? I guess you could genetically test all of us. I understand people are learning all kinds of things on the internet about who's related to who. But I take it the face value what they told me.
Right. But your wife's name is Julie.
Yes.
How many children do you have?
Four.
And you have grandchildren?
Yes, eight of them.